Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
What's up, guys? You've just tuned in to Divine Mind Tribe Radio on LATalkRadio.com. As you know, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to assist you in embodying your highest, happiest, healthiest, wealthiest, and greatest version of self. As you may be aware of at these times, we are going through profound, substantial shifts in our global collective consciousness. And along with the shifting of the global collective consciousness, there is also profound shifts in the individual consciousness. Now, when we say collective consciousness, individual consciousness, just for your understanding, we are using these words as tools to assist you in better identifying what it means to be aware of your connection with spirit and consciousness, right? The collective consciousness. This means the ever-expanding energy that is not just you, not just everything that you know to exist, but beyond that, no matter which dimension, no matter which density, there is consciousness, there is energy, there is vibration. And that is the core of, essentially, when we say the word consciousness and we say individual consciousness, collective consciousness, things like that. We move into a place of uniting the ego, the part of self that allows for identification with the unification between the ego, part of self that understands and exercises self-identification. And we are creating a relationship with the spirit, with the source of this energy, right? Now, what do we mean by this, the source of this energy? What we mean is everything is potential. Everything is simply vibrating potential, and you can be, do, have, and become anything and everything that you so desire. Now you ask yourself, how is this possible? How is this possible, Dave? How could I become anything and everything I desire when I'm still on the path to understanding what it is that I currently have? Well, by you understanding what you currently have, by you giving gratitude for what you currently have, you move into a place of surrenderance. And when I say surrenderance, I'm referring to the ability to surrender to that which you cannot necessarily see quite yet. Now, is it capable for one to see consciousness? Yes, of course. Is it capable for one to perceive this reality in which we experience from multiple different perspectives? Well, of course. That is actually, as Abraham would say, that's defining climbing the emotional ladder. One day we feel really excited and pumped. The next day we might not. Regardless of whatever might be going on in your life at this time, especially with the craziness that surrounds us in the world that we live in today, with everything that's going on, with all this massive increase of collective energy, we are, for the very first time, as a collective consciousness, as a unified consciousness, a unified group of individuals, that whether they communicate about it or not, are indefinitely participating in the same acts, asking for the same types of results. Do you guys understand what I'm saying? If so, feel free to email divinemindtriberadio@gmail.com. Once again, that's divinemindtriberadio@gmail.com. You can also email our official, sounds so official, our official email at divinemindtribeofficial@gmail.com. Whichever one you guys would like. If you want to follow our Instagram page, at the moment, Divine Mind Tribe, we are a tribe of divine minds, a little over 300,000 people that participate in this energy, and we are beyond grateful for each and every single person that chooses to participate in the energy of Divine Mind Tribe. It would not be what it is. It wouldn't be anything without the assistance of you listening right now. So we thank you for your time. We thank you for your energy. And we invite you to come to us with ideas, with certain ideologies, certain concepts that you may have, may embrace. It's all about what works best for you. What feels the best? What is the happiest, healthiest, wealthiest, wisest approach to whatever it is you may be struggling with in your life at this time? That is what this show is all about. And on top of that, something to consider, okay? During this time, we have an opportunity to really embrace certain aspects of ourselves, certain aspects of, gosh, the human experience in general, certain aspects of our relationships that we have developed with other people, certain things, places, money, value, whatever value might mean to you, right? Doesn't always have to be intrinsic, doesn't always have to be of monetary value. We can absolutely be talking about value of the heart, value of the spirit, value of the mind, value of soul, mind, body, soul, that whole, you know, that's what it's about, guys. Defining your worth, okay? Now, here we are. We have this tremendous time within our planet's history to shift into whatever it is we so wish to shift into, while simultaneously working out some of the old kinks that we may feel like is necessary to work out. For example, if, and this is what today's show is on, guys, okay? Today's show is about living a fantastic life regardless of the exterior circumstances. Now, if you've been a long-time listener of what was recently Dave's Good Vibration Station and now has become Divine Mind Tribe Radio, you probably have heard us say this a lot. But there has never been such a time, there has never been such a velocity, such a momentum of energy the way that it has accumulated as of today. Now, I don't mean to sound like a broken record, guys, but here's the thing. We have got to learn to not just survive, but thrive. We talked about that 2 weeks ago. We have got to learn to not just survive, but thrive. We talked about the different levels, the different levels of emotion when it comes to a massive shift or a massive change that an entire planet has to acclimate themselves to. There are certain levels. We won't spend too much time on this, considering that 2 weeks ago this was our topic of conversation. But basically, those levels start at the base of survival. You have survival. You have sustainability after survival. After sustainability is comfortability. And then after comfortability is you are thriving, is the ability to thrive. So you have allowed yourself right now an opportunity to recalibrate your relationship with yourself. Use this extra time that you have on your hands, whether you are using it to accumulate wealth, make sure you are educating yourself in how to protect that wealth, how to multiply that wealth. Look into possibly cryptocurrencies. Look into possibly Ethereum. Look into possibly crypto.com. That's one of the platforms I use. Gives you a debit card. You get percentages back on every single purchase. Very cool things when you start to play with even just a little bit of the financial freedom that you have accessible to you, and watch how it can exponentially grow. So that's just a small piece. Make sure you, well, it's a large piece in your life, but it's a small piece of today's show. Make sure that you are educating yourself in regards to understanding how to protect your wealth, how to protect yourself in, God forbid, if we had a currency crisis. What are you going to do? Where are you going to allocate the USD, the United States dollar? Where are you going to allocate the money that you do have to make sure that you are protecting yourself and to make sure that you are protecting and have protected and will continue to protect basically, you know, you, your loved ones, those that count on you, so on and so forth. And the answer to this question is do your research. Do your research, do your research, do your research. If you guys want a great place to start, this is just in regards to the financial freedom aspect as we go through these economical shifts and changes. Check out Mike Maloney, Mike, first name, second name, second last name, Maloney, M-A-L-O-N-E-Y. Mike Maloney. It's a 10-part series. It's called The Hidden Secrets of Money. Make sure to check out episode 4, The Greatest Scam in the History of Mankind. It will blow your mind, and it will make you realize what's really going on behind the scenes here. So finance is obviously a big part of life, the human experience, so on and so forth. But along with finances, we have relationships that we have established with people that we have in our lives. Whether we are loan soldiers and we choose right now at this specific time to focus on the self and not get too wrapped up in the concepts of needing a partner to feel whole, that's never something that is comfortable. That's never something that we would in any way, shape, or form wish to condone, is the thought that you need anything else outside of yourself to be whole, because you don't. If you are a lone soldier and you are experiencing a lot of these changes by yourself, and you're dealing with a lot of the energy and a lot of the emotion that is necessary to deal with during these times, you just might find an even greater depth of self-empowerment when it comes to your ability to sift and sort through certain aspects of your life and ask yourself, does this thinking serve me? Yes or no? Does putting my energy towards this serve me? Yes or no? And that is obviously where you come in and answer the questions for yourself. And when I say the words, does this serve me? What I'm asking is, does this assist me in my alignment? Now, when I say alignment, I'm referring to, does this assist me in feeling better than I previously did with my previous thought patterns? If you can get real and almost painfully authentic with yourself and really at the core level ask yourself, what type of approach to this life is going to best serve me? And then you start going through all these things in your head and you're like, well, I have this job that I don't like very much, or I have this situation that's going on that I'm not fond of, or this person that I'm dealing with, and blah, 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 whatever it might be. Now is the time to really take a step back and redefine the relationship that you have with these people, places, things, so you can get a solid grip and a powerful, and I should say empowering, understanding as to whether your current approach is serving you or not. Period, end of report. Is my current approach serving living a fantastic life? And when you come across any thought patterns that trigger a, ooh, wait, halt. No, this is not serving my highest joy. Ooh, wait, halt. Wait, let me go back there. Wait, this is not serving my growth in the most productive way. This is, my relationship with my boss is not as copacetic as I thought it was, right? What might be, the time is now for you to face boldly, compassionately, and kind of get out of your comfort zone a little bit and really get to the core of your being and ask yourself, why am I doing, or I should say doing, why am I participating in these certain habitual thoughts, habitual reactions to these relationships that are going to be in my experience? And then you have the power to ask yourself, well, does this relationship serve me in general, yes or no? And if it's a no, then you know what you got to do. If it's a yes, you're in the clear. If it's a yes, you know exactly what you got to do. You foster that relationship. You give that relationship love. You tap into a deeper aspect of self and you tell yourself, wow, I am loved. I am worthy. I am grateful. I am fantastic. You reaffirm and you say that to the person, place, or thing that we are referring to in that moment. You reaffirm the beauty in that relationship. You reaffirm the power that lies within that relationship. And when I say relationship, guys, I want to reiterate once again, I am not just talking about people. When I say relationship, this is not simply limited to relationships with other human beings. This could be relationship, like I said earlier in the show, a relationship you have with money, a relationship you have with your boss, and that's a human being, a relationship that you may have with your life story. All right, bam. Now we're going to move into something else. Have you ever heard, and feel free to virtually participate by either saying to yourself, yes, I have, or no, I haven't, or like I said earlier, email us, divinemindtriberadio@gmail.com, or divinemindtribeofficial@gmail.com. Have you ever asked yourself, you know, what is the best approach to live my best life? Wow, what a question. What's the best approach to live my best life? That is a loaded question. That's not something that you are necessarily going to just snap your fingers and come up with overnight, right? It's something that you got to think about. You got to spend a little bit of time pondering. You got to spend a little bit of time doing some digging. It's fun. It is truly a gift. It is truly a fun, great gift and blessing to explore other options and opportunities that lie right in front of you. And when you give it up, when I say give it up, I mean, you know, give it up to source, give it up to God, give it up to whatever Messiah you choose to put your energy, your power, your faith in. Whether it's Jesus, whether it's the Buddha, whether it's Krishna, whether it's Muhammad, no matter what, who it is, you have the power to surrender to that inner strength, that inner power. And once you have learned to surrender to that inner power, once you have learned to actually channel, in a sense, an aspect of you that has always been there, but may have needed some tending to, may have needed some extra TLC, right? You take the devotion of your desire to feel happier, your desire to define this relationship, and essentially you refine it, you sharpen it, you become essentially, you mold for yourself. You're like, you're a sculptor of reality. You're also a sculptor, a shaper, and a sculptor of the people in your reality. You are a shaper and sculptor of those around you. You are a shaper and sculptor of the person that you have chosen to become. You are a shaper and sculptor of the interactions that you have. A shaper and sculptor of your relationship with freedom. A shaper and sculptor when it comes to, hey, your own relationship with yourself and your ability to create a life for yourself that really is awesome and does serve your higher and greater purpose. All of these things come into play. And when all of these things come into play, we experience harmony, alignment, synchronicity beyond measure. Abraham, if you guys ever listened to Abraham Hicks, refers to this as being in the vortex. When you allow yourself to be in the vortex, miracles unfold right in front of your eyes. When you allow yourself to participate in higher consciousness thinking, you really do shift into a healthier, happier, more prosperous, abundant state of consciousness. There is nothing that can hold you back when you decide to be the best version of yourself. And guess what, guys? Here's the catch 22. Here's the power of the paradox. There is no such thing as a limit to becoming your best self. We will always and forever be on the path to becoming and embodying the greatest versions of ourselves. We will always and forever be on the path of being a spiritual being in a human experience. And then when we leave this human experience and transcend into alternate dimensions that are unknown to some of us and known to others, if you have chosen to operate in those higher frequencies or take certain, you know, use certain medicinal tools within a ceremonial setting by very educated practitioners that assist you in entering these realms, then you will see and you will know that something greater out there exists. And when you embrace the knowingness that something greater out there exists, that is when you realize, I deserve to live a fantastic life. I deserve to be, do, and have anything and everything that triggers my desire for a greater happiness, for a greater joy, for a greater sense of freedom. Another aspect that I wanted to talk to you guys about today in regards to living a fantastic life is self-sustainability. Now, for those of you that may not be familiar with the concept of self-sustainability, I'll tell you right now, it's very self-explanatory. Sustain on yourself. Meaning, if you guys have, for example, a garden, right? A garden would be the easiest form of self-sustainability because it provides you food. There's always a different type of fruit or vegetable for that season. So you always have the opportunity and ability to essentially reap the fruits of your gardening labor. And you get a variety of different things throughout the year, which offer different medicinal and health benefits. If you subscribe to the belief system, as Hippocrates taught us, let food be thy medicine. Becoming self-sustainable is really one of the best and, in my humble opinion, greatest ways to living a fantastic life. It is so cool. It is so beautiful to be able to walk out into your garden, and it really doesn't matter how much space you have. you know, there has been so many revolutionary forms of gardening and certain technologies that have come out, which have allowed for, you know, for example, vertical farming. That's just one facet of what people participate in to provide themselves self-sustainability if they do not have the correct climates to grow whatever it is that they want, or if they don't even have the space in general. A lot of people that I've talked to about self-sustainability will say, oh yeah, that would be so great. I would love to have a garden. That'd be awesome if I didn't already have, you know, a 600 square foot apartment or an 800 square foot condo or, you know, whatever, whatever it might be. I don't have land. I have this beautiful big mansion. I have a 30,000 square foot mansion, but I have no land. It's very rare, but I'm just going from spectrum to spectrum. And I'm trying to share with you, it doesn't matter who you are, it doesn't matter what you have at your accessibility in that moment. If there is a desire for you to produce something that will self-sustain, there is absolutely a solution just awaiting for you to realize it. I'm going to say that one more time, possibly in other words, maybe the same. We'll see. If you have a desire to sustain yourself, if you have a desire for self-sustainability, it is inevitable. It is absolutely inevitable that the tools in which are necessary to provide you that self-sustainability become available. For those tools to become available, you've got to take action. In regards to taking action with these types of things, you've got to simply put the energy out there. Google search it. YouTube search it, whatever. Find a video of someone that's already doing what it is that you wish to do. See it, visualize it. Read a book. Use your imagination. See it, visualize it. If you want to know more about self-sustainability, there are some phenomenal books out there and phenomenal videos out there as well that absent, you know, YouTube channels, so on and so forth, websites that assist you in living a self-sustainable lifestyle. Now, a self-sustainable lifestyle just means that no matter what happens to the reality that you choose to sculpt around you, you don't necessarily need to worry about putting food on the table. Right? Self-sustainability also has to do with making sure that wherever it is you lay your head at night, that no one or, you know, no circumstance is going to jeopardize that living situation, whether it means that you have to purchase your own piece of land for, you know, goodness, I know these things sound, you could be like, Dave, purchase your own piece of land. That's going to be at least $100,000. I'm going to be in more debt and I might not even qualify for the loan. Here's the thing. If you just do your research, you will find that there are websites out there that you can bid on pieces of land for. You can go out there before you bid, of course. You don't have to deal with a real estate agent. You don't have to deal with the old pragmatic steps that were and still are necessary when it comes to purchasing property. If you want to buy land, there are websites. If you Google search or crypto tab search, if you guys know what I'm talking about, or make sure to put your cloud boost on, all right? If you don't know what I'm talking about, that is fine. If you do, I thought it was funny. Otherwise, That's really what's up, guys. These ideologies of self-sustainability have so much to do with feeling comfortable in your own skin. You wake up, you don't have to worry about, how is my money devaluing? And if it is devaluing due to the Federal Reserve overprinting, then how am I going to protect myself? How am I going to pay for food? How am I going to pay for the mortgage? All these things, questions come up. And then all these very scary scenarios probably come up as well. And what I have to say to you is you can change it with your intention. You can shift out of fear and into knowingness. Do not fear anything, guys. Fearless consciousness. There is nothing to fear when you know that is all coming from you. And if there is something to fear with your understanding that it's all coming from you, maybe it's a beautiful opportunity to take a look at yourself and kind of ask yourself, is this the type of person that I want to be? Are these the types of things I want to be known for? Right? Is this the type of person I wish to become? So on and so forth. So just know that everything in your reality really is a direct projection and holographic reflection of your consciousness. If you believe and know and have faith in your heart, it must manifest. It must. But you got to take the action. And when do you take the action? When you're inspired to it. When do you take the action? When you are motivated, when you are excited. And then you say, oh, well, I am very rarely motivated and I'm very rarely excited because, gosh, just getting through life right now is difficult. Okay, do the best that you can without forcing yourself into a state of resistance. Now, what does that mean? That means if you are being told that you have to do something and it's against your preference, it's against your desire to participate in whatever it is that you're being told you have to do, ask yourself, why am I doing these things? Why do I think that I have to do this? Have I convinced myself to such a point, essentially, let me reword this. Have I become so conditioned, sure, to the belief system that I must subscribe to what the people around me tell me I have to do, or I have to agree with what everybody around me is saying? You really don't. And if there's other people that you are looking for to be a part of your reality, if there are other experiences that you wish to have with people of like mind, once again, guys, thanks to the internet, we have the capability of connecting with people of like mind. And that unity consciousness is actually so tremendously powerful. That unity consciousness is what we are absolutely going to be shifting into continuously as we see these global pandemics come wave after wave after wave after wave. There is nothing that you can't do. You can always change your life for the better. You can always shift your thinking. You can always talk to someone about it, right? Someone that you trust. And if there isn't someone that you trust, then find a non-biased third party that you vibe them out, right? And possibly see, for example, a psychologist like Dr. Michelle, every Friday at 11. Make sure to check her out. She's amazing. On the Couch with Dr. Michelle every Friday. Oh, excuse me. It changed. It totally changed. Every Tuesday at 12. That's very cool. Every Tuesday at 12 on the Couch with Dr. Michelle. Seek out some sort of, hey, listen this Tuesday at 12 to Dr. Michelle. Call in on the show and or email her, right? Her email, I believe, is straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. If you guys are looking to talk with someone, you know, to have a session, to just unload your energy and find security and have other people in your life validate for you what it is that you want, validate their presence, right? Validate the presence of the things that you want by surrendering yourself to releasing resistance and embracing the potential of everything that lies in front of you, you will absolutely see a shift in your reality. It's not a question of if, it's a question of when. Now, on the flip side of that, on the other aspect, right? I shouldn't say, it's not the flip side. Another approach is affirmations, guys, self-affirming. Tell yourself, I am beautiful, I am loved, I am worthy, I am deserving, I am happy, I am healthy, I am wealthy, I am wise. I am the embodiment, the physical embodiment of heaven on earth. Within me lies the kingdom of heaven. Within me lies the ability to create my dreams as a reality. Within me lies the ability to become a deliberate thinker. Within me lies the ability to sift and sort through my thoughts and decipher very clearly and transparently the thoughts that are serving me and the thoughts that are not serving me. From that point forward, there's no stopping what you can create. There's no stopping your ability to manifest and embody that in which you wish to experience more of. You guys deserve a fantastic life. No matter where you are, who you are, no matter what your belief system is, you deserve a fantastic life. It is up to you to embrace these concepts and ideologies that have been proven to provide you a happy lifestyle. Listen up, guys. We have reached our conclusion for today's show. I want to tell you from the absolute depths of my heart and soul, the deepest and utmost unconditional love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. We want to thank you guys so much. Once again, feel free to email us. Let's do the official or the radio. DivineMindTribeOfficial@gmail.com or, of course, DivineMindTribeRadio@gmail.com. All the unconditional love, happiness, protection, invocations of light, abundance, health, wealth. When I say wealth, I'm not just talking about financial freedom. Wealth is health. Health is wealth. A wealthy life. A life of riches. In the words of Bob Marley. I love you guys.